Okay, let's we can go. Okay. So I'm going to assume, and it's not, I don't know if it's fair. Any more chairs? Let's go. Okay. So I'm assuming, or not assuming, I don't know, that you, that whatever I spoke about last week, it was just a hakdama. Okay. Hasherish Hashneim also. Shein, now, what I'm going to use, I just apologize. See, the problem is, and it's impossible to, you know, it's a fact. The Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic, okay? So everything's a translation, and over the generations, many translations, and what the Kisviyad and what they had, okay, whatever it is, I'm at the moment using, because I'm in touch with him and whatever it is, they put out a on the Pirush Mishnayis, they put out a new translation of Pirush Mishnayis. Machona Ma'or, that's the Korach with a Kuril. His brother translated the Shroshim again. Okay, so I'm using his translation. I use it together with Kapach, and I also there's Arabic, and I have an Arabic scholar, and I speak to him, and I try my best to see what I can have. Okay, I can't say I feel very ill equipped over here, because my rudimentary knowledge of Arabic is about zero. And I ask people, you know, maybe I should get into it. So they said, it's a waste of your time. So, whatever it is, I'll just, okay. That's what it is, okay? So now you have whatever text you have in front of you. There were various translations, and, okay, what can I say? Hashiris Hashneim also, She'en ro'oi limnois chelkei. See, the problem is, in the translation of Chaim Heli, Muzram between Melocha and Asiya, which is very strange, no reason to do that, and it confuses the reader. So, the better thing is, She'en Roy Limnois, Chelke Eza Asiya, Shinitztavinu Ba'asiyosa, Kochelik Bifnei Atzmo. Some maisa, which we shenitztavinu ba'asiyosa kochelik b'fnei atzmo. It doesn't say there was a tzivui on the asiya. It talks about a tzivui on the chalokim of the ma'ase kochelik b'fnei atzmo. And you shouldn't count the tzivuim on the chelke asiya, but you should count the asiya itself as a mitzvah. Shein roi limnois, it's very strange, he has it in the negative, but he probably means a positive also. Shein roi limnois chelke eza asiya, shenetzavino basiza kol chelim of the atzmon. You shouldn't count the chelke asiya, but what do you count? You count the asiya. Okay? Yodua. Shepo'omim, Nitztavinu ba'asiyas ma'ase mina ma'ase mina ma'asim v'achrei kein. So it talks about Nitztavinu ba'asiyas ma'ase mina ma'asim. Okay, there was a tzivui on a certain ma'ase v'achrei shenitztav. It's a very important thing. I've become pom Nitztavinu ba'asiyas ma'ase mina ma'asim. It's a very strange word, but that's an Arabic translation of something. We don't know what it is. Echus ha-ma'as. V'yevayir Hashem shehizkir v'yoyimah ma'hu koilo. In other words, there's an asiyah, which is a general principle. a general tzivui, and then there are other tzivui in which the Torah explains what that includes or what's that all about. So you don't count the various tzivui in which are chelik of this, which explain and are chelik of this tzivui hagodol, but the tzivui hagodol itself. Im ken, ein roi limno is called tzivui shebo b'yos abeyo mitzv ne'atzmo, kagon omru, omroi, the osuli mikdosh, shezu mitzase achas mechala mitzvus. V'chulei, I'm just skipping. V'achakach bo aletayach haloko v'eich yeyasu. Hine ein roi limnois ko ma she'oma boi v'esisa mitzvah ne'atzmo v'esisa et the oroin, we'll see what the oroin has involved in this, et the menoiro, v'et the mizbeach, ha'pnimi, yeshulchon, each discussion, those various things are not mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is V'osili mikdosh v'shachanti b'secha. Okay, b'secha. You'll see, in fact, if you go to the end of the Shurish, you'll see a few words over here. You see, when he finishes it, he says, "Va'klal b'zeh bo lanu inyan kol hakorbanos ve'heich roi limnoisam kedei shelo yare bohem shum mishke v'lo irbuv klal kmo shenivaye v'minyoneinu be'ez Hashem." So, what is the issue over here about how to be moyne korbanos? That's what he says, right? In minyan mitzvos. V'klal b'zeh hazeh beire lanu inyan kol hakorbanos v'heich roi limnoisam. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Okay, see, even though he starts off talking about mikdash, that's not the issue of the shayrish. Mikdash is an example which he's going to use to prove his point. Okay. But what's the point? The point is, when he continues further, that's the point. He says, after he proves what he wants to prove as far as Mikdash is concerned, he says, V'al derech ze atzmoy yiyah hadovu b'korbanos Ho'amurim b'vayikra, v'hu she'amitzvah achas hi klal ho'asiyya ha'metu'eres b'chol min u'min mimini ha'korbanos ha'mosho b'zeh ha'oilo. So there's a mitzvah called oilo, the mitzvah called, which will say a mitzvah called chatos, a mitzvah called oshom, and a mitzvah called shlomim. And that's what he's out to get over here. And he's using the mitzvah of mikdash is springboard to get this, and this is what he's saying at the end. This is what he's going to do really here. That's what he said. He clearly says that's the purpose of the sheirish. At the end of the sheirish, he says it very clearly. Va'klal azeh be'olonu, and that's the sheirish azeh be'olonu inyan kol hakorbanos heich ve'heich roilim noisam.
Is he saying it's limited to that?
No, we'll see. We'll see what it's limited. But the point is, there's such a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, is called Maisa Oila, or Teresa Oila. There's a mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, called Maisa Chatos, or Teresa Chatos. There's a minyan mitzvah called Maisa Oshem, or Teresa Oshem. And there's a minyan mitzvah is called Maisa Shlom, or Teresa Shlom. Okay.
As opposed to one mitzvah of Maisa Kabbalah.
You can say it's opposed to one, or opposed to what it will see exactly what it's opposed to. Okay, it could be, but it's opposed. L'cheira, he's coming. There's something that's bothering him, and he's coming. L'hitzim elibam shel something. What he's doing over here is trying to have polemics at the moment without mentioning specifically who it is. Maybe later we'll see exactly the way he mentioned a few places that it's either Alach Zdonis, Sefer Chepetz, or Kadmonenu, or Kom. Call me Shekodam Lono, whatever. He has different ways of expressing it. But for example, you look in the minyan from the Halachos Gedolos, he doesn't have four mitzvahs. He has, in you'll see, he has a mitzvah kumvaseh. He has mitzvahs nedorim and nedorvos, vo'olos ushlomim.
How many is that?
That's one. That's kufayin beis. Then kufayin gimel, v'chet. And then in brackets, chatas v'oshem. So they are korbanos ki'ilu nedavos, one mitzvah, and the korbanos chayv, which are mechaper, another mitzvah. Okay. That's one you did. I'm just trying to lay out, you know, what the issues are in front of us. Then, just another idea. He does mention, in the middle of the Sheirish over here, that he's having polemics also about something else. And he says here, yeah, here it is. Here, Bolon, I don't know which ones you have, or whatever one you have over here. I'll show you to where it is over here. In Frankel, if you want, it's yeah, it's right over here. Yeah, v'zeh seder. It's on page kuf pei vov. It starts a paragraph v'zeh seder. But I can't read it if you want to read it the way they have it there. By me, it's in Kapach. It's what I really want. V'kachto is Oshem mitzvah, v'kachto is Zevach Hashlom, v'yosei al todod al gluto lechem. Ulekichas hakoy mimeno chozev v'shoyik v'anafos hakol kolos ma'isa v'mitzvah achas. V'elohei mine kobonos. And he continues. And then he says, here. He says, Borolonu. That's the end. One second. Just 1 second. I'll show you that. He has this. And then you look over here. No.
Boom of work here, Yosef Cohen.
Yeah, but Reish Tagez, but after Reish Tagez, right? Oh, here it is. Yeah. Boom of work here, Yosef Cohen, and Kuf Peches. Uboro who Kizesh Akoyin Lokeach. Mashiyesh lo lekachas, but that's not what we're interested in the moment. And he continues, Kvar tol bezer, that's his toe, he's not saying who they are. Tol bezer, ad shemonu esim v'arba matnes kuhuno, esim v'arba mitzvahis. Ach shemonu mixas ha-mitzvahis, asher oiso ha-matono, hi prat mehen. Al derech shebi'alnu bi'or ha-ola, which he has before in mitzvah oila, hamosho bazer when he ho oila, shavino makom ma'isa oila. He says that the oil is the kohanim, ushehe oila lekoyin amakiv oisa, and then he has chozav v'shoyk mishlamim, which is also lekoyin, which he has in mitzvah shlamim. So if you have a mitzvah called shlamim, you don't have a mitzvah called chozav v'shoyk. And if you have a mitzvah called Oila, you'd have a mitzvah called Oho Oila. But if you don't have them, you can have them. Okay? That is the issue over here. Okay, you got it? That's part of it. There's a lot more to it, but that's just the simple thing from what we're starting at the beginning. So Bekitzi is, again, the Ram has four mitzvahs called Teres HaKorbanos, and he subsumes the Teres HaKabon as something called Oho Olo, and he has Chozev HaShoik, and he therefore, however, the Halachas Gedolos has two mitzvahs. He has a mitzvah called Nedom Nedobos, the Olos HaShlamim, and another mitzvah called Chet, which is Chatas V'Oshom, and then he has in mitzvahs Kumbasei Chof, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof. He doesn't have it as limited to Ola, Olos Kodshim, Atakohanim, Olos Kodshim, Beis, Hamurim, Tchumo, Mitoida, okay, and because of a sheik, which really can go under, because the Rambam has Shlomim and Teid, there's one mitzvah, so really everything's included according to the Rambam under that. Then, interesting, the Halach Zillah says something which is an amazing thing. He has besides Lavim, which he talks about the Einshim in the Minyan, then he has Kumvasei, Mitzvah Kumvasei. Then there's something called Parshis Hamesuim Letzibur. Okay? Which, under these Parshis, Zion is Parshis Oilois Umenochais Ushlamim. Ches Parshis Chaytei Vachatos Oile V'yoyred. Tes Parshis Oshem Vadai Oshem Tolui Yud Parshis Meilois. Okay. And he doesn't have a the Rambam has also called something which we'll see later in the Sheresh, something called Teres HaMincha, which before we were talking about Behemoth and Ophis. Now we're talking about Menachis, this is Teres HaMincha. And then what the Halachas does doesn't have a Parshas Mincha, but he has in Kuf Pei Gimel, in Kumvasei, Mitzis Kohanim, Lilmoid Lasos Yitzikos, Ublilois, Upsisois, Melichois, Tnufois, each one's a separate mitzvah. Hagoshes, Kmitzes, Haktores, Shchites, Mlikos, Kabolos, Vazois. Okay? And this is what he's referring to at the end of the Sheresh, the Rambam, when he says, after he mentions there's such a mitzvah called Mincha, he says, Ukmo advorim, Nimtz she mitzvah hi atzimish de vil shei meise korban alechem al sel she nakel de fi kol se daze ukmo ukmo advor im alolu be mitzvah mincha kloima hayitzika va blila va psisa va mlicha va tnufo va gosho va kmitza va ktor kach omu. Then he continues. Okay, that's what we have in front of us.
He's saying not to count those all as one
mitzvah. Yeah, but the halachas does. Okay, that's what we have in front of us. So that's according to halachas does in his minyan mitzvahs from mitzvah kuf pei gimel to kuf tzadi dalad. The question really you have to ask yourself when we start off is why does the Rambam call the Sheresh over the Asiya, it doesn't call the mitzvahs? And he uses this kinui of Asiya many times in the Sheresh. So maybe you could imagine that the kavona is that there really is no tzivu here at all. Okay? The tzivu is only mechlau. Because the Torah only says teres achatos, v'teres ha'oilo, v'teres ha'osha, v'teres ha'shlom. It doesn't say it's a tzivu. And that's why he calls it a maaseh. It's either maaseh oilo or teres ha'oilo. And then the tzivu is only mechlal divitere shebiksav, because the parsha itself there's no tzivu, and the tzivu is only mechlal. That since the Torah says the in the be'ah eichus amaisa, it says you should is the tzivu to do X, Y, and Z. So it's a rayadoch, and X, Y, Z is be'ah eichus amaisa. So it must be that in the be'ah eichus amaisa, it says the be'ah eichus amaisa tzivui. So the mice itself must be a tzibur. The Torah has, for example, in he said you should do a shechita, and you should do a kabbalah, and a locha, and all these different things when it tells you how to do the korban. So it means, and that's a tzibur. See, even though the korban itself is not mentioned as a tzibur, and teres ha'olah, or teres ha'chatos, or teres ha'shlamim, but it's not necessary, maybe.
What does it matter if it's a tzivui or an asiya?
Because the question is, we'll see, there's ha'yad mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, the question of the tzivuyim. What does the word mitzvah mean? So if there's no tzivui, how is it a mitzvah? And that really is the subject of Sherish Ches, which we'll see exactly. I mean, we'll have to talk about it a little bit. But the question is, there's no, the Rambam over here, when he talks in the beginning, shh, doesn't want to make a difference because the thing is, you can close it if you want. The called Sivri Atera, you see, one second, hold on, one second, here it is. It's like, oh, there's She'en roi limnoi schelke asiya misuyem et shetzavinu la'aseisa. Says, shetzavinu. Then he says later, as I meant to point it out, en roi limnoi is called tzivuish. Yodua she'esh et shetzavinu la'aseis maisem misuyem. Misuyem, misuyem. So, shetzavinu la'aseis maisem misuyem. Ve'ach kach oisek ha'kosu be'er eichus ha'maisem. So the tzavino, where the tzavino? The assumption is there is a tzivut. And that's what he's working with over here.
So again, what happened to him? Said
and nothing happened. He calls it asiya. So you could imagine he calls it asiya because it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that it's a tzivut. On the other hand, when he talks about the asiya, he says it's a tzivut. To do the asiyah. He doesn't call it a mitzvah. But the ma'aseh is, the minyan mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. So why does he, that's the question, why does he use this strange word? So maybe he's just trying to say that it's not a tzivui. It's not a tzivui, but mefoirish, but since the be'er eichus ha'ma'aseh, what the various parshas, which are afterwards, explain what this is all about, are Balush and Tzivui, so then the mice itself is a Tzivui. So the question is, how do you get it over here? He says it, he's very clear. Yodua sheyesh in itztavinu. And this is referring also, as you saw, it's referring also to Teres Ha'ola, and Teres Ha'chatos, and Teres Ha'osha, and Teres Ha'shlamim. Okay. So that's the question over here. It says Yadua Sheish Tzavinu Lasis Maase Misuyim. So where's the tzivui? Where's the tzivui? Doesn't say it's tzivui in the Torah. But it says it's tzivui of how to do it when it's a be'ech ha'maisa is a tzivui. But here it doesn't say it's tzivui. Okay, so I say, he may have called it a maisa because it's a simple food to tera, that it's a mitzvah. Okay?
How does the Torah differentiate in Lashon between a tzivui and an asiya?
No, if it's a tzivui, it says we are sisa, okay. But only says these teres oila. So where's?
It doesn't say about sisa all the certain places. I mean,
where we read the head? Here's a tailor.
Which you want? Bring you a.
By mitzvahs, by sisa. I mean,
I didn't say it. Good, but that's not the.
It's sisa ola.
Good. So that's there's a mitzvah called. He has a mitzvah in your mitzvahs about the korbanos of mitzvah. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a mitzvah called Ola.
So,
see some
Ola.
But he has two things. Besides that, he has that.
He also has the mitzvah.
And that's what the Ramban asks, we'll see later. The Ramban, how does he count the korbanos chayva as a mitzvah and the same town called something called Teres Ola? Which chayva is absurd. And that's the Ramban's question. Okay, you have to understand what you're up against. You have to look at the psukim, but you know, lechayil is not tzivu. So how do you get the how do you do it? And the Rambam is assuming. The Rambam is assuming Kilo when he talks about it, it's tavinu. He doesn't say how it happens, and he's careful to call it a maaseh. And he calls it a maaseh all the time, even though somebody calls mitzvahs before. Okay, but he's calling it a maaseh. So what, he's aware that it's not a Lashon Tzivui, and the Tzivui is only Mechlau? That since the Torah tells you there's a Be'er Echus HaMaisa, and the Be'er Echus HaMaisa, it says we're Siso, and we're Siso the Tzivui, so Mela, the Maisa itself is Tzivui. So how does it happen? How does he do it? It's like magic. Okay? So, the question is, can you say that since it's Mechlau, that since the Torah says in the various parts, when it says you have to do this part, in the Be'er Chasamaisas at Tzivui, even though in the general category it doesn't have a tzivui, that's tantamount, that's mechlal, that you can infer from the various chalokim that the Dov HaGadol, the Shem HaKilel, is also a tzivui. Okay? The problem is, if you do this, it creates a lot of issues. Okay? So then, but then it's very good. You know, you have Teres Olo, and you have each one of them, and when the Torah has all the different couples, so you have all your mitzvah, then you have your mitzvah. But the question is, can you do this? Okay. And the Ma'aseh says, the Ram says, that it all works the same way. Because he says, V'alderech bi'atzmo yeilecho inyim b'kobonos sh'niskolom b'vayiko. That's what he says behemshich. After he finished explaining the mikdash, he says this. That's what we have. The emes is, I pointed out last week, okay, that one can make a case that you can have a tzivui michlau. Okay? And the start of this is, okay, in Shurish Tashi'i, the Ram clearly says that al toich l'menu no u'bosho v'busho b'mayim. So there's no, and there's bosho v'busho, and it says only once al. So how many mitzvahs do you have? How many asos do you have? What?
There's one.
There's one. But really you're asking two separate things. Okay. That's the Ram says lav shemakolos, and it's only one. So if you have one tzivui, even though it's kol habinyonim, so it's only one. Correct? So if you flip it, so what should be in mitzvah saseh?
It was the opposite.
If you have one tzivui in a mitzvah asay, and it's kol kama halakim, how many mitzvahs should it be?
One.
Okay. So now let's go back. Just I'll show you a few things. It's amazing what's going on. That's only if you're aware of the problem, you noticed it. Look at Shurish Yud Aleph, okay? I mentioned this last week, but now I think you'll see it even clearer. Hakla ho acharoso, she'en roi limno is chelke ha-mitzvah, ko chelik v'chelik b'fnei atzmoi, im ho iso koluso mitzvah achas. Okay, we'll see, we'll get a bit. Pomim, she'tzivui echot, shu mitzvah achas, yesh bo chalokim rabim. Sometimes, you have one tzivu with many chalokim, okay? Kagon, mitzvah seluluf. Shehi arbo'o minim. Okay? Ein loimo shepri eitz hodo mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The eitz ovois mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The ave nachal mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The kapos tmorim mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Why? So I would tell you why you can't do it, because only says a little kachtem. There's only one mitzvah. So it can't be more than one, correct? Ram doesn't say that. Ram says, Lefisha kol elu heim chelke ha-mitzvah. Mipnei shehu tzivu l'kavtzom. Because you have to, whatever that means, you have to get them together and then take them as one. And since it was, there's a din of l'kichatamo, so a meila. Whatever the kichatam means, it should be. You can't. That's why I told you last week. The Bahag says in the Pshat in the Gemara Menachos that im ein loy ma'akvoy, that if you don't have the dalaminim, if you don't own the dalaminim, you can take them b'zeachazeh. But if you don't own them all, ein loy is ma'akvin. They're not mitzuluf. You need kibbutzim. The mitzvah is kibbutzim. So the problem is that be'etzim, for the reason there's one tzivui, that's not a problem. The problem, only issue is, do you mention chalokim? Do you count chalokim? You don't count chalokim. And he says, since you don't count chalokim, therefore it's one mitzvah. So you get the impression that it could have been four mitzvahs, even with one tzivui. Correct? Even though, when it comes to Asholos, the Rambam is very clear that unless there's a Pirush HaMakubal that you get Malkus for each individual thing, it's only one mitzvah. Al Teichem and a Norm of Ushal. There's only one Malkus, so it's only one mitzvah. It's only Michlal. That's why it's called Lav Shavakolos, a new Pshat Lav Shavakolos, because the Lav is only Michlal.
Maybe it's only by Lavin, because had it been separate ones, there would have been separate Malkios, but you can't apply that to Hussein, so he has
could
to give
be,
another
could maybe. The question is, you know, anything is possible, but you see, the problem only is that why should there be a difference, okay? We'll see, but you know, it could be a difference. I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm just presenting you with the facts, okay? I'm just trying to put things together. I mean, it's not now. Now, let me present you with something else, okay?
What's the difference between
Zalfin and Bet? I'm going to talk about that. That's later. I mean, yeah, I understand that. I'm simply saying the language is so difficult. I have this. And also, why does Yud Aleph precede Yud Beis? We'll see. I have all this. I don't know how far we're going to get, you know. But whatever it is, that's who we're going to be. Okay? Shh! Now, next. Now, for example, if you open up, let's just do something else. Open up the Sefer Mitzvahs. And Mitzvahs Asay, in the Kuf Chof, you'll see. Now, just let me just keep in mind the following. There's a Pasuk in the Torah. I'm going to tell you what you're up against, okay? There's a Pasuk in the Torah in Vayikra Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes in Yud. Uvekutzachem es ktsir artzachem, loisachal le pasot chol bekutzrecho, velek ktsir choloisalake, separate lapin, right? Vekamu choloisalo, uferet kamu choloisalake. Okay? Then it says, looni, vlager, tazav, o som, It's an indefinite pronoun in the plural. So the question is, you how many lavim you have? Four, right? You have peah, okay? You have leket, and you have oilos, and you have peret, correct? How many mitzvahs do you have? What?
All of them.
Okay, okay. Now, let's open up. Kuf chaf. I just say you have to do your legwork over here. Then you, in other words, once you do your legwork, then you get started. But it's a maze just to get there. Kuf chaf. He shetzivonu laniach peya. Minatfur. Okay? And what's the mitzvah tazev? Kuf chaf aleph. He shetzivonu laniach aleket. Okay, I'm skipping Kuf Chav Beis because that's a different Tazev in the Torah. Kuf Chav Gimel, he should be born Lanich Mashiach Shor Bekeim Shivsa Ois Laniim Vuanikla Oilois. And what's the mitzvah Tazev Oisom? Kuf Chav Dalet, he should be born Lanich Mashiach Pari Viipol Minanom Bitzilas Laniim Uperik. So there's four mitzvahs and there's one pasuk, there's one tzivui. Okay. Here, I have no problems. Okay. Here I have no problems. It looks good, right? It seems to be like, you know, one and one is two, correct? Here there's no problems. Because here, since the Chachmei HaMeseira, the Matei Shmua, said that it's a lava nitzak la'aseh, so it means the Pirush Mekub Memoshe Rabbeinu was that this Asay relates to this Lav, and this Asay relates to this Lav, and that's why the Raman Minyan HaMitzvah over here quotes that it's a Lav in this Asay. Look at Kuf Chof. V'omo Yis'ale, Tazay Voisom, Achazochoy HaPeya, V'nizboye B'gmor Makis, Shapeya Hi Lav in this Asay. Omnom Alav Omroi, he says it. So what is he telling you? You see, if he, the point is that he's telling you there's no Malkus, okay, so he should have put, that's the, where to put this is in the Lavim, in the Asholos, not in the Mitzaseh. Why does he quote this in the Mitzaseh? So I tell you, because he needs a Hayah, it's the Chuan Pasuk, so why do you have four mitzvahs? So he says it's Lavim Mitzaseh, the Makabale, the Makabale, the Matiki Ashmu, have a Kabbalah, that there's a law, that there's an assay, an individual assay over Yishma Forish the Oysom, as if it's written in the Torah, Tazev Peya, Tazev Leket, Tazev Oilois, and Tazev Peret. So I thought, always thought this Noraya. Okay. There's a diuk in the Ram and Shereshit Aleph that, you know, that would point to this, but otherwise, no, that's what we have, correct?
So why doesn't he say about Olulos?
I understand. I know. I understand the issue. I know. He doesn't say about Olulos. He doesn't say, but I don't know. It could be because Mishnah Torah anyway says Lavan Tlaseh. By all of them. So I assume that's enough, but I don't know why he only says it by two and not by the... That's a kasha anyway, no matter how you go. But, you know, if the Matiki Ashmua says it's Lavan Tlaseh, could be that's enough. See, especially if you tell me that the Malkus itself is an expression of the Matiki Ashmur, that it is a separate lav, as he says in Sherish Tess, so then the lack of Malkus would also be the opposite of the expression that there's a lav in the Tlaseh. Chesed. Okay. You could say, now, here, I'm not sure who to give credit to for the shtickl, okay? Because when my Rebbe was learning with us in the apartment, Sefer Mitzvahs, he said it in the Father's name. He said it for my Moshe, okay? However, just to be honest with you, I mean, tell me I can have this kasha. In a letter to Father, which we didn't publish, okay? He writes to his father, Dishtikl Taylor. He doesn't say it in father's name. Okay. So, who this is and what this, I don't know. He always used to say, he once said, you know, in the, he once said, the shum increases. He was talking about the honesty in the family. And that if there's ever a suffix of, you know, whether it was he, whether it was father, or the Zayda, or the Zayda, this and that, and back and forth, they always say the other one's name, because the Mesubah, maybe it was him, maybe it wasn't me. So I'm not sure what it is, but even frankly, even in terms of the Gram Vagrid, it's the same issue. Because there's a letter from Moshe Halevi writing that my Rebbe has a sefer b'Ksav Yad on the whole Rambam. And that's the Gram Vagrid. We only published part of it, but okay. But when my Rebbe said, when he dictated the nusach of how to what should be the title, had not the title of the sefer, but just the title page, Divrei Torah Shneimer B'Chabura Me'again Rav Yosef Me'again Moshe Moshe Im Bnoi B'Talmido Yosef Dov HaLevi. But they told him you can't write that because you know we're publishers, so we wrote also a title for him also. But you know, B'Seder. But, you know, there's an issue. Who said this? I can't tell you. He used to say in the apartment many times, the father used to say this, okay? That he used to say from Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik that the cholak, the minyan of mitzvah maaseh and lois aseh, the mitzvah aseh is a minyan of inyonei ha-teira, and mitzvah lois aseh is a minyan of isurim. So since it's a question of inyonei ha-teira, you might not recall, he used this, okay, he had a problem, the Rambam counts, let's see, let's open it up, go back, you're on Sir Kupchav, let's go back to the Tzadis, in the Minyan Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Say, okay. Start from Sadi Vov. Mitzvah say Sadi Vov. Okay? Yeah, the same type of thing, the same type of problem. He says like this, Va mitzvah hashesh v'tishim, okay, Hatzivu, this is what Kapel does. It should stavinu liois hanavela tmeya. Okay? Tzadi zayin. Vatzivu, it should stavinu liois shmona minim minashrot tmeya. Tzadi ches. Hatzivu, it should stavinu lodun betumas oichlunu mashkin. Tzadi tes. Had sivui shnitz tavinu liyos hanida metamo. Kuf had sivui shnitz tavinu liyos hayoledes metamo. Kuf aleph had sivui shnitz tavinu liyos odom mitzera metame. Kuf beis had sivui liyos bege menug metame. Kuf gimel had sivui liyos beis hamenug metame. Kuf dalet. Hatzivu liyois hazov metame. Kuf hei. Hatzivu liyois shichvazera metamo. Kuf vav. Hatzivu liyois hazov metamo. Kuf zayin. Hatzivu liyois hameis metame. Okay. Ramban, in one sweep, one full swoop, boom, he knocks all the man of Yina Mitzvahs. He said, what type of mitzvah is this? Okay. So, that is what they said, okay? And the embassy is, hello, there's another problem. Let's start with the first mitzvah. Mitzvah Aleph, when you know mitzvahs. Maybe we do mitzvah Beis also. Let's start with mitzvah Aleph. Mitzvah Aleph. HaMitzvah Rishena. Hu atzivu ish nitzavinu b'yediyas halakus. Whatever, it's not, the translation of Hamin is not clear at all, okay? Yediyas halakus. V'hu sh'nei d'sheshom ilo v'sibo hu apoyles ha'nimsoyim v'hu omo yis'ala onoich Hashem alokecha. What's the tzivu? Okay. Or look at Bayes. Listen to this one. Who atzivish zavinu b'yediyas hayichud? Not laham, l'yediyas hayichud. V'hu sheneida shepul hametzius v'sibosa horisha in echod. Okay. Now, just that I think, you know, even though it's out of the period we're talking about, this sounds like philosophy. Okay? But it's not. And I'll explain to you in a second why not. V'u omro yis'ale shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Okay? So you tell me, oh, that's Krishma, that's a mitzvah Krishma, right? Let's now turn a little bit and go over here to mitzvah Yud. What's mitzvah Yud? So what's mitzvah Beis?
Yudia.
Okay. Now, let me just explain to you something. This is not negated to the shiur itself. We just should understand what the Rambam says. The Rambam is not philosophy over here. The Rambam is saying pshat. Okay? Because there's a difference, the Shem of Elokeinu and the Shem Havaya. The Shem Elokeinu is the Poel Hametzius. Okay? You can only talk, the Rambam says Mo in the Bucha, that you can only talk about giving God attributes only after there's a world and there's time. But time in the world itself is a creation. Before creation, the only thing that existed was the Shem Havaya, which is Shem HaMiyuchad. Okay? So Havaya is a Sibur Rishena. And the Bereshis means there was time already. So there's a world. There's something. Okay? Bola Elokim. That's the Pura Mitzius. And the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael is Havaya Elokeinu. Ototi Hashem, Davaya, the Sibur Rishena, and the Pura Metzias is Echod. And that's what the Rambam says in the mitzvah.
Which mitzvah?
Beis? The mitzvah of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The not to think that there was something before that was called, before the universe existed, and that's all one. Everything is one. Everything is one. That the Sibur Rishena and the Pur Metzias is Echod. Okay? Oh, that's just an aside. And that's the Gain says, that's why you say Bracha, you just shouldn't say Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu, because, and he doesn't say, you don't need the Shem Yichud Kutche Brichu, because the Etzim Bracha is the Yichud Kutche Brichu, because you're saying Hashem Elokeinu. And the saying the Shem Yichud means you don't understand the whole thing. And that's the Gain. I'll show you. Hashem Elokeinu, this is Maaser Rav, Ksavya Cincinnati, Siman Lamed Zayin. Hashem Elokeinu, who Yichud Kutche Brichu, it's the Gain also. V'al Kein Yeshlem B'tkifu Zeach HaZeh, V'alo L'hafse Klal. V'chein shamati shemispal m'minyonoi. Then he has another thing about the Shem Yichud. But okay, good. That's not gay to this. Okay, say that. Oh, that's Yichud Kutche Brichu. Even the nigun naftar, Baruch Ato Hashem. But that's not the way. That's what the goyim. That's what the goyim says. Okay. But the problem over here, what?
Ramban is lacholagam is mitzvah, right?
What?
Is that the Ramban is
lacholagam? No. Okay. He doesn't take it out. I don't think so. You look at the back. I don't think he takes it out. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think he takes it. He takes the first one out. I think certainly. He has a discussion. Oh, Daloch Zdolis takes it out. I don't know if he takes it out. I don't think he takes it. He takes that hay maybe or something like that. But I think he starts with hay and takes it out. But he doesn't take out either one of them. But he says to the Bahag, and maybe he discusses the Bahag. Okay, go to the Seder. That's what we have over here. But the emesis, where's the tzivui? So we said, let mitzvah say, you don't need hasholos. But in Yonei HaTeir is also enough. But the strange thing is, okay, that if you look at the Rambam and say for mitzvah, when he's writing this, he's shinitztavinu. And each one of them, look at them, look how he starts. It's Shema. Anuch Hashem Elokecha sheyotzeisich meretz Yisrael. Okay, the emphasis, it's not the Rambam, it's not the Gemara, right? The Gemara says the Maki is the tough. Torah is tough way should aleph, similar with the whole Maisa. Torah is tough, matter tough way should aleph, and the two mitzvahs should never appear gvur. What are the two mitzvahs should never appear gvur? Anoichi and loyi. Okay, Beseda. Where's the Anoichi? Oh, the state in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah. Oh, what's the mitzvah? No tzivui. Okay. Oh, but the Maisa is. When the Ram says it, the Ram starts off and he says, that's a tzivui. Who had tzivui shnitztavino? So what does it all mean? What's real? Where's the tzivui shnitztavino? So that's the problem over here. So he said from father, from Moshe, that forget, you don't need it. Aye. Then they have to say the Ram when he says it's tzavino is labdavka. But the Ramban knocks it out because it's not tzivui. But he doesn't knock these out. That's the question. When. But the truth is, and I'm not getting involved in that, but you look at the end, and you would also knock out the whole thing. The Ramban doesn't knock out any of them. Look at the end of the mitzvah, I say. Just want to introduce him to this deal. For example, you have here, look, there's a mitzvah called Mekomemka. Resh Mem Hei. We go back and forth. There's a Din Shoyo. Resh Mem Dal is the mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Toyin V'nitan. Each one of them. The mamash, you know, you go back and forth, back. Resh Mem Beis. Shoy Mechinom. Resh Mem Gimel. Shoy Mesocho. Then the Alvus Nezikin are mitzvahs. Shor, Bo, there's Ganev, Hever, Havora, Chovel, Bechaveroi. Okay, you got it? The Ramban doesn't knock these out. Okay?
Does not.
Okay? That itself is interesting, though.
Does the Ramban ever suggest that he doesn't count? Why are we
he
that
says that where you look, you have to see the Hasogas and Sadi Vov. And he says, what's the mitzvah? He says, what's the mitzvah in Tumas? What's the mitzvah? So this is a problem here. It's very nice in terms of, you know, Rav Moshe Shtickel sounds nice, okay? The problem is, when you open up Sheresh Ches, and I'll leave you with that, and we'll pick up next week, I guess. But, you know, just to get, you know, here now is clear. So I'm sorry to leave you a question, whatever it is. But at least, like, clear. Open up Sherish Ches. Okay? Sherish Ches. She'en roi limnois hashlilis imas horas. That you don't count, sometimes the word no, okay, the word no in Hebrew could mean sometimes that you are prohibited from something, or just that it's not, Okay? Correct? But if it's not, it's not an ashola. It's not in the minyan mitzvahs. That's the Ram says, okay? Da shashola hi echot mishnei chelki atzivu. The word is a tzivu, and the two types of tzivu is commands. Now he's talking about language. In language, you can have a command to do something, or a command not to do something. That's an ashola, okay? Kloima shato. Tetzave es hamitzuva la'asayis dover mesuyim? Oh, no, la'asayis, very clear, correct? Kegoin, shetzave lecho, v'toyim aloy acho. That's a tzivu to do something. Oh, shetzave lihimona me lecho, v'toyim aloy al toichal. You tell him, don't eat. That's an ashala. There's either a tzivu. V'ein b'loshin ha'aravi shema kul l'shneim yonim o'elu v'yachad. In Arabic, he doesn't have, in linguistics, in Arabic, there's no such word to call tzivui, which means both a positive command and a negative command. But the Hebrew, there isn't. That's what it's all about here. It doesn't make sense. In Arabic, there's a chalakik, but he's writing in Arabic, so he has to explain it. U'kfa hiskiu zeis hamadabim b'teres higoyen, which is an Arabic philosopher who wrote a piyush, which is mamash a quote from a Pirush, from one of the Arabic thing on Aristotle's whatever. Okay, we're not getting involved in this, but it's a quote. The Omru Bloshin Zeh or Doshtei. He's quoting it from him. Avatzivu. I don't know if he can make bichas. I don't. Can he make bichas there? Avatzivu. You say bichas teches. It's mamash a quote, and I found the geist for found for it, and no one knew where it was. He told me. Avatzivu. He didn't know Kappa. Avatzivu. But teres higoyin. The Omru Bloshin Hazeh. Omru, this is a quote. Avol atzivui v'asholo ein lohem b'loshen arovi shem akolom ulefilu hutzrachnu likois gam shneim b'shem echod mehem v'u atzivui. But it really is all the same. Okay, there's two things. In Hebrew, there's a tzivui, then there's a tzimitzaseh. V'hine nizbar l'cho she'asholo hu me'inyan atzivui v'amilu l'fesh b'loshen arovi. So what is he trying to do? He's saying, he'll tell you later, but kachol chom kol mitzvah. Bein shoy yisasei, as he says, el shuhuzo alei mitzvah lo yisasei. He says later, he says, u mitzvah, u boro eifoy, she mitzvah yisasei, u mitzvah lo yisasei, shteyim tzivui muchot. Oh, dos is dos. He's very clear that a mitzvah yisasei is a tzivui. I don't know how much he says the shtickle. Oh, dos. Dvorim she nitztavinu lasoysom, dvorim she zhaumi lasoysom. Shem Elish Navil Asay is a mitzvah sasei. Oh, what's a mitzvah sasei? That's what you haven't seen before. Shem Elish is Avnu Aleim. Shalom Bloisaseh. Vashem Akulim Yachad, Bloshen Arovi, Gzeira. Vakach Kulim Chachomim, Kol Mitzvah. Bein Choy Sasei, Oi Loisaseh, Gzeiras Melech. Bloshen Ivri, sorry, Bloshen Ivri. In Loshen Ivri, it's called a Gzeira, and a Gzeira has one of these two things. And Chazal called mitzvahs gzeiras hamelech. So it's very clear in the Rambam that mitzvahs asei lois asei atzivuyim. Okay, that's it. I'll leave you with this. And have a nice week. Good luck.